Happy anniversary. This album's celebrating an anniversary.
Okay, I just realized something bad. I just saw that when it
Hello.
I am sorry. Excuse me. Hello, Sam.
Hello, kia ora.
As you can tell, I just did a mistake.
Hey, it's okay.
We're all
it's
human-y.
Monday. We are.
All right.
Shall I talk?
Yeah, listeners, pretend that you didn't hear that. We're professionals.
We are, yes. And today we're looking, I'm doing something a little bit different today. Because Neil Young released a couple of weeks ago an album, a lost album that he didn't actually release, which was recorded 45 years ago in 1975. And it finally saw the light of day. It's called Homegrown.
Yes,
so
it
these
is.
Are these are new songs, but they are very old songs because they were recorded way back.
So you are technically doing an anniversary album for a new release.
Yes.
Which has never happened before.
No, this is a first.
Okay.
Yeah. This was because in popular music, you hear about these things called lost albums. It's albums that, you know, take on quite like a mythological.
Are they actually lost or are they just held on to?
Well, because they're held on by the artist, but yeah. the public's never heard them unless you have like bootleggers and stuff.
Yes.
Who like secretly go in and, you know, find the tracks and like.
But those are just bad friends, right?
Yes, exactly. Or back in the day when in the digital download era, you used to have like leaks coming out of CD distribution plants, you know?
I see.
And you'd leak the album on the internet and up on LimeWire and stuff.
Yes.
That kind of thing.
Okay.
Yeah. But this album actually managed to avoid all that. These songs weren't actually released at all, and no one had ever heard them until a couple of weeks ago. So I'll just provide a bit of context about what's going on here. So this album was originally recorded between 1974 and 1975, around the time he released On the Beach, which was his 1974 album. Mm. And you have to remember at this point, he was a massive, massive star, thanks to the success of particularly his album Harvest, which had like Heart of Gold and Old Man and all those, you know,
tracks.
And yes. And he was also undertaking a massive tour as part of Crosby, Stills, Nash and Young as well. But yeah, in between times, he was very busy because he's someone who constantly records. If you look at his last few years, he kind of releases an album every year. He's very prolific.
Mm.
And he was actually he'd recorded but not released another album called Tonight's the Night. And this would actually end up being released instead of this album, Homegrown, in 1975. He recorded about 30-odd tracks, which was mostly him and an acoustic guitar. But the reason why he didn't release this album, Homegrown, at the time, was he was going through a rocky relationship with actress Carrie Snodgrass.
Hmm.
And many of the tracks on this record were about that relationship.
So it
was quite a personal.
That makes
album.
Sense. Quite a lot of these song titles that you've chosen reflect
yes,
that.
Yes, they do. And he decided at the very last minute, it was all ready to go. It was all ready to be released. He decided, nope, I'm not putting this out. It's too personal. It's too sad. I'm going to put something else out instead. So he dropped it. And it was, basically, he even had a playback party for the album. Got all his friends around. And he was like, man, this is too much of a downer. I'm not gonna want people to listen to this.
So did he have the party and then he gutted out all his mates and then he realised that maybe the world wasn't ready.
Nah, the world's not ready. So only
welcome to 2020, the gloomiest year
exactly,
of them all.
Which is probably why he decided now's a good time to release it.
On a lovely grey day too, no doubt.
It remained unreleased for 45 years. Basically, he's got this thing going on at the moment. He's had it for the last sort of 10 years or so. He's got this thing called the Archives, Neil Young Archives Project, where he's been remastering and re-releasing a lot of material. Because if you know Neil Young, he's very obsessive about sound quality. He's been firmly very anti-MP3 quality sound, and he even produced his own MP3, quote-unquote, MP3 player. He made his own version of an iPod.
A sound aficionado.
Yeah, he's very much into, like, analog recordings and that kind of thing. So he's been kind of re-engineering and remastering his old music and putting it up for people to listen to.
What a good buzz.
And this is actually up there, so if you're interested you can go check it out. So let's start with the opening track. It's called Separate Ways, and you'll hear instantly that opening guitar riff, very Neil Young-y, very kind of After the Gold Rush sounding slow acoustic riff. And yeah, there are lots of country influences actually on this song as well. Some nice pedal steel guitar. Yeah, it's probably very not very perfect for a grey, gloomy day as we have here.
Fab.
Yeah.
Like a lonely harmonica solo just to play
just,
you out.
Just a nail in the coffin, really.
For those of you who have just tuned in, this is Anniversary Albums with Sam Smith.
Hello.
And we're going to be doing, well, we are doing Homegrown with by Neil Young
yes.
from 1975.
Yes, the lost album that came out just the other week, actually. 45 years after it was supposed to come out.
It's super gutting.
Yeah, I mean, that was quite depressing, really.
He was having a terrible time.
And it's not going to get any better, actually.
Oh, okay.
No. The next track we're going to...
it's really good. It's really good, but it's just, like, sad.
It is very sad, very Gosh. Deep. The track we're going to play now is called Try. And this, again, very strong country folk influences on here. And it actually features a backing vocal contribution from country singer Emmylou Harris as well.
Wow.
Yeah. It's slightly more optimistic, I think.
Trying is good.
Yeah, trying.
Trying.
Darling, the door is open to my heart, and I've been hoping that you won't be the one to struggle with the key. We got lots of time to get together if we try. the waiting, time is over. No man sees around the corner. Walking in the rain and coming home dry. There's something missing there. It's easier to care and try. And I try to wash my hands. And I try to make amends. And I try to count my friends.
That was Try by Neil Young. You know what? Everyone's experienced a breakup, and like there is that moment of wanting to make things work, which I think it resonates with me.
I think so.
Yeah, he's
Try.
He's a really good songwriter.
Should we talk about how it was how it's been received?
Well, how it's getting received.
How it's getting received, because this is an ongoing process.
Because it was a week ago, right?
A couple of weeks ago now.
Yes.
Yeah. But it's actually received a lot of critical acclaim and praise, actually. Many 4- and 5-star reviews in a lot of the music publications as well. In fact, I've hardly seen a bad review of it, actually.
Oh, everyone's a bit excited.
Everyone is excited. Just to put that into perspective, on Metacritic, the website that averages out all the reviews and gives an overall score, it's kind of like Rotten Tomatoes.
Mm.
It has a score of 88 from 17 reviews, which is a very good rating.
Yeah.
And it's also been charting very well as well, which means people are streaming it and buying it. It reached number 2 in the UK and number 5 in New Zealand.
Number 5.
There you go. People have always liked Neil Young in New Zealand. Remember when he came down and played the big day out?
I didn't get to go to that.
Neither did I. But,
yes.
Yeah, that was very, very well received, I remember. And of course, what can you say historically in terms of where this particular album sits? It's kind of the missing link between Harvest and his 1978 album Comes a Time, both of which are quite acoustic driven records. So this is kind of like the bridge connecting those two albums, so to speak. It complements them very nicely. And it basically completes a gap in his career from that mid-70s period. Obviously, it remained unreleased and became quite mythologized, as we've said, a lost album, quote unquote. But I'm sure Neil Young fans are very happy that it's finally gotten this release. And So I thought we'd change things up for the final track. We've had a couple of nice laid-back acoustic-y numbers, but we're going to go into the more heavier electric Neil Young on this track, this last track. It's very much in that Crazy Horse mold. Obviously, Neil Young, he's got this name, the Godfather of Grunge. And this is a testament to that. Big riffs, big guitars, big sound. And this track is called Vacancy.
Alrighty. Yeah. Thank you very much for coming in, Sam.
No, my pleasure.
And I'll see you next week.
Ciao.
Who are you?
Happy anniversary to that album.
Happy anniversary.